Last night, Ardsborough Council deferred their decision on whether or not to close down Explorers Aquarium in Portaferry. The decision has been delayed by 2 months amid hopes that funding could be secured from the Stormont Executive. The Council had been seeking private investment to reduce the £600,000 running costs being paid by the ratepayer. Philip Smith is the Deputy Mayor of Ards. Morning, Philip.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Caroline Nolan. Is that right, Caroline?
Yes. Hello, Nolan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
One Nolan to another.
Mrs. Nolan from Friends of Explorers. And UKIP's David McNary is with us as well. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you, Stephen.
Well, you're the MLA for the area, David. And you've described Explorers as a fancy plaything for anoraks.
Listen, last night was a pretty poor show from the council. It really was just a cop-out. They came to the council with a recommendation to close, purely on financial reasons, because it's financially unviable. Now they want to shift the burden from Ardsborough ratepayers to all taxpayers. Well, Stephen, let me tell you, I am a taxpayer, but I'm also an Ards ratepayer, and I'm thoroughly disgusted. What we've had here are losses at 600,000 and rising. I have been dealing with schools this week all over my constituency, alarmed at the funding cut proposals by John O'Dowd. And I'll be fighting against those cuts. But how do you explain to parents that putting fish tanks comes before children's education? How do you explain to the children and the teachers, we can't afford to fund schools, but we can prop up a financially unviable aquarium? It just doesn't make sense.
It's more than a fish tank, for goodness sake.
Pardon?
It's more than a fish tank.
Well, look, the idea of the aquarium is good. I've never denied that it was good. The problem has been it was never in the right location. And this has nothing to do with anything except the hard facts of subsidies. Ratepayers in my borough want more value for their money. And I've got to say, and you know business as well as I do, if that had been a private business, on the record that Explorers has, it would have hit the wall years ago.
So what would you do? Would you close this down?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that decision will be the council's decision.
Would you prefer it was closed down?
I'm on record when I was a councillor 13 years ago, when the council sent me to Monaco with the manager of Explorers, or the then manager of Explorers, to see just what the benefits would be of maintaining Explorers. I told the council in my report then that it was unviable, that the location was wrong, and it needed to do an awful lot, put an awful lot of money in to put it right. 13 years later, that council has still been sitting on its hands and doing nothing. Now they're trying to toss it back up into various departments for taxpayers' money.
Well, Philip Smith?
And I can't recommend to the taxpayer anywhere in Northern Ireland that they should pay for this.
Philip Smith, you're the Deputy Mayor of Ards. What are you at?
Well, I think that David's right, that it is a business decision, and that is why we brought our proposal to the Development Committee last week. The one point that I would make is that whilst David is right that it does run a loss, you can make the same argument for every leisure centre in Northern Ireland and many other facilities. Now, we have had private sector interest. We had a business who was very keen to take over the site.
Well, that didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work, but they felt that it had possibilities, that it could be sustainable.
Right.
Unfortunately, because the regulations around pensions in Northern Ireland haven't been changed as they were in England, Scotland and Wales, we were scuppered, but that was through no fault of ours, nor of the potential business either.
Well, do you know what? If it is sustainable, if it is a viable business, I would then ask questions of you lot, because how come it's running at a £600,000 loss?
Well, the reason why it was sustainable in the private sector's perspective is twofold. One, they were going to bring a substantial portion of investment to it, nearly £1 million, because it's accepted by everybody that the current facility needs rejuvenation. They were going to bring private sector commerciality and marketing expertise. which was going to change the dynamic as well. David, and they were going to change how it was going to be organised.
David McNally, you're out on your own, aren't you, in terms of UKIP, because your UKIP colleague and chairman of UKIP Northern Ireland, Henry Riley, he's in the newsletter today supporting explorers.
Well, I'm not out on my own in terms of the ratepayers and the people that I represent. As far as I'm concerned, the people that I represent are with me. We have a bunch of U-turners here again in the DUP and the UUP on this issue. They haven't actually got the guts to take forward their decision that they took to close down. They haven't got the guts to say to the people the facts and the truths about their decision. They took the decision behind closed doors, but when the headlight hits them, they freeze like rabbits on the road. And you cannot do business on this basis of saying, no, now we've got this deferred for 2 months. And instead of the focus, as it rightly is, on a council unable to deliver, they're trying to shift that up the road to Stormont so they can blame Stormont and turn around and say, well, the business case didn't stack up, there wasn't enough evidence, we didn't have enough time. And yet I actually heard, and if he's right, he is, it's a very good point, I heard Councillor Alan McDowell, who sometimes talks a lot of sense, saying that they took this decision in the council without doing any consultation on it.
Philip Smith?
Well, I think that allegation was made, which the first point I would make is that all councillors there last night unanimously supported the proposal. So Alan McDowell supported it as well. He made the allegation that the council was in malpractice, but that was totally wrong. What he's saying and what David's repeating is that there needs to be an equality impact assessment consultation, and that would all take place, but the council can't do that until a decision is taken. So the cart was definitely being put before the horse. So it was very much a foolish approach.
All right. Caroline Nolan, you're hearing explorers described as a fish tank by David McNary, who essentially would be quite content for it to be closed down. It's not viable.
Well, you know,
why should the rest of the ratepayers of Northern Ireland pay for this thing?
Well, our position is that, I mean, explorers, first of all, attracts 100,000 visitors a year, and it's
doesn't
really only
enough.
In the last couple of years that its figures has gone down, and no surprise with the fact that it has been under threat of closure for that length of time. But 100,000 visitors seem to think that it's a fish tank worth visiting, and certainly, you know, that's what's important. And they are generating 3 million into the local economy, and I think that's what we have to keep an eye on here. So even at the worst...
Where do you get that from?
The 3 million economy to the economy, that comes from a report which Ardsborough Council themselves commissioned as part of their investigation into, you know, what they should do with explorers. And I would praise the council. I would praise it for the long consideration that it's given explorers. I would praise it for its valiant efforts to keep it open on its own steam. I would praise it for having the courage last night to listen to the people and to listen to the fact that there were new proposals coming forward and that they should explore all opportunities before they close the facility, which people care so much about. And you only have to look at the petitions and the work on Facebook and everything else to see how much people care. As an educational facility, it is great. It is true that local schools and schools all over Northern Ireland find explorers, and not just explorers, but all facilities like that, invaluable. And absolutely, we have a role, or they have a role, in education, which is really hugely important because schools and other facilities are under such constraints for finance. So in a way, that argument goes for explorers, that it's actually helping education. But I would bring it back to the commerciality side of it and the way forward. The Friends of Explorers, and we have got not just the public sector, but we have got Biancor, who operate the Portaferry Hotel. We have Portaferry Regeneration, which operates as a business. We have Portaferry Community Collective and Queen's University Belfast, all trying to work together to find a solution.
Now, David?
That's a great team.
Go on, David.
Well, I think what we've got to put into perspective here is, I understand that the line that Caroline's taken, I think she maybe worked in Explorers at some time or had something to do with its management. But I understand the merit in an aquarium. I refer to you that I went to Monaco. There were over 560 people at that from all over the world, and they really brought me an insight into what an aquarium was. And I'm sad to say, when I came back and looked at it, Explorers wasn't in that league. But it does have possibilities for an aquarium in Northern Ireland. I've said the location really is wrong, and I think people, most people, when they think about it, will agree with that. There's potential to maybe look at an aquarium in Castle Espy. Why not even in the Titanic?
Hold on a minute. Castle Espy's right beside where I live.
Well, you could maybe be a sponsor for it, and you could maybe help. You could open it. But let's be serious. Titanic Quarter also, these are areas where they have footfall, where they do have people, where the concept of bringing the sea to the children that Caroline talks, and this is the global sea,
okay. William,
which explorers doesn't. Explorers is full of dark fish.